USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The U.N.'s former chief prosecutor for war crimes has called Russian President Vladimir Putin a war criminal. Carla DuPont is talking to media in her native Switzerland, marking the release of her latest book. She has called for an international arrest warrant to be issued for Putin, adding there were clear war crimes being committed in the country. The Kremlin invaded Ukraine nearly 2 months ago. DuPont says suspected war crimes committed by both countries should be investigated. U.S. Treasury officials are arguing that sanctions are weakening the Russian currency despite gains this week. The exchange rate as of Friday is 85 rubles to equal $1, just shy of the rate prior to the February invasion. A senior Treasury official said weekly inflation in Russia is a direct effect of sanctions from the U.S. and allies. The Dow and the Nasdaq was essentially flat at the end of the week. This is USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.